The issue of equine neglect in Ontario has once again come to the forefront with the horrifying revelations from a farm in Oro-Medonte, where horses have allegedly been suffering under inhumane conditions. Following the initial story in Aurelia Matters by Tyler Evans, I have spoken with Summer Secord, an advocate directly involved in rescuing these animals, and her testimony reveals a level of neglect that is not only disturbing but demands immediate intervention. On February 3, 2025, Secord and her team were invited onto the property of Stephanie Redlick under the premise of receiving donated horses. What they found instead was an urgent crisis: horses in various states of starvation, dehydration, and severe injury. Secord describes seeing emaciated animals blanketed to conceal their skeletal frames, injuries left untreated, and horses standing in their own of feces with no food or water. The team was permitted to take four of the worst-off horses, but it was evident that all 17 needed immediate removal. Many of the remaining animals were either suffering from extreme malnutrition or enduring painful, untreated medical conditions. One horse was seen desperately searching through its own waste for food. Another mare, having just given birth, was discovered alone in a filthy stall with no food or water, nudging the body of her dead foal in vain. According to witnesses, the foal's body was later found dumped in the snow, hidden from authorities. Systemic failure and the need for change. Despite these glaring red flags, authorities have so far been unable to act decisively due to legal loopholes. While the Animal Welfare Agency of Ontario and law enforcement have been involved, current animal welfare laws make intervention difficult when basic resources like water and low-quality hay are present, even if the animals are visibly suffering. Secord's team has documented everything, photos, videos, veterinary reports, and continues to raise awareness. However, their greatest fear is that Redlick, known for using multiple aliases, has now begun moving the horses to a different location to avoid further scrutiny. Without stronger animal protection laws, there is nothing preventing her from continuing this cycle elsewhere. When it comes to identifying and reporting animal cruelty, hesitation can cost lives. Many people question whether they should get involved, worried about being wrong or facing backlash. However, if something feels off, trust your instincts and make the call. It is better to report and be mistaken than to remain silent while animals continue to suffer. What needs to happen now? This case highlights a massive failure in the system meant to protect animals. There is an urgent need for stronger animal welfare laws. Loopholes allowing abusive owners to evade accountability must be closed. Better enforcement mechanisms must also be put in place. Authorities need more power to act before horses reach critical states. And there needs to be more transparency and monitoring. Individuals with a documented history of neglect should not be allowed to relocate animals without oversight. The community must also demand justice for these horses and ensure this does not happen again. How you can help? Contact local authorities. For neglected animals or animals in distress, farm, wildlife, and companion animals, concerns should be reported to PAWS, Provincial Animal Welfare Services, at 1-833-9-ANIMAL, 1-833-926-4625, or police. The call center is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For wildlife concerns, contact a local humane society, wildlife rehabilitator, wildlife rescue center, or your municipal animal care and control for wild animals who are injured. Call 911 when an animal's life is in immediate danger or distress, such as an animal in a hot or cold vehicle, an ongoing assault on an animal, or illegal activity such as dog or cockfighting rings. You can also raise awareness by sharing this story, writing to your representatives, and supporting stronger legislation. Support rescuers by donating to reputable horse rescues that are working to save and rehabilitate animals like those at Oro-Medonte. Animal neglect is often hidden behind legal technicalities, but with enough pressure, we can force change and ensure these horses receive the protection they deserve. The suffering at this farm must not be ignored. It is time to act now. Monica Ricola is a certified landscape designer and horticulturist, passionate about gardening and sustainable living and animals. Contact her at monica.ricola@gmail.com.